Hi there, it's Amy Carlson, the Toxin Terminator, and I have had the privilege of working with Rachel Varga since I believe about July. Rachel and I met through a mastermind that we both belong to, and let me tell you, she has got the most beautiful skin I have ever seen from anyone. And if I was going to trust someone with my skincare and helping me develop that beautiful glow, that beautiful radiance from inside, it was going to be Rachel Varga. She is the walking example of doing exactly what she says. She's walking the walk and talking the talk. I was able to do a one-on-one consult with her, and I loved that she listened to my needs and my concern. As a plus 50-year-old woman, I knew that aging was something I needed to worry about. I knew that because of the things that I had done when I was younger, I certainly had been causing damage to my skin. And I also knew because of some of the products I had been previously using on my skin, I was also causing damage to my skin. She listened to my needs. She looked at what I had going on currently. And she also listened to my needs of wanting a more holistic approach to really taking care of my skin as I continue to age. And that was super important to me that she listened. Now, I've been using her products now for at least the past 30 to 45 days. And I can see a huge difference already and know that there's still more forthcoming. I trust in the products that she has given me. I trust in the science behind what she does. And I trust in Rachel, and I know you can too. Thank you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Rachel Varga. I'm very excited to have you joining me here today because I'm going to talk all about healing face and body acne to get your skin on point for summer. ASAP. I want you guys to leave your questions in the comment section, and you can also send me an email at info@rachelvarga.ca, and I'm happy to help walk you through how to get your skin on point on your face and body just in time for summer, which is just around the corner, guys. And just a quick shout out to Summer Skin Camp. We start in about 2 weeks. Learn more at summerskincamp.com. It's a four-week program. I do a live dermal rolling demo. It's super fun. We all get to hang out. It's a pretty small group, 15 to 20 ladies maximum. So register right away and see what's involved. There's early bird registration, standard registration, and some pretty sweet VIP options. People take these programs all the time. They do Summer Skin Camp. They do Winter Skin Camp. They repeat it. And if you haven't yet, hang out with me, book a one-on-one with me at rachelvarga.ca and use promo code podcast15 for 15% off of your booking. All right, let's get into today's content on my top products for dealing with facial and body acne. How many of you guys tuning in here, I want you to chime into the comment section, are dealing with some face and body acne? We're talking about maybe some maskne, some acne to the jawline, cheeks, neck, back. Let me know what you're dealing with right now, what questions you have about skincare, what questions you have about treatments, and we will get into it. Oh, I just had a request to come on live. This is going to be a solo episode here, which is pretty cool. All right, so let's get into, what are some of my top products for dealing with facial acne? Because I'm in my mid-30s, I get breakouts, especially that time of the month. And I'm going to share with you guys exactly what I do. So if you're not already doing this, I want you guys to be double cleansing in the evening. And if you had a one-on-one, I've kind of walked you through some of the nuances that you need to know with cleansing, but I'll give you a couple of tips right now. So when you're washing your face, I want you to only be using running water. We're not talking stagnant water in your sink or stagnant water in your bathtub with your dirty feet in it, because then you're just putting bacteria back on your face that you were walking around on outside. Hopefully you're being barefoot on the grass and getting some grounding at the same time. Another tip with cleansing is you need to be rinsing off your cleanser completely. So I want you to start to get a little bit intuitive with your skincare practices, guys. So when you're washing your face, say for example, I woke up with a monster zit last Tuesday on my cheek, thanks masks. And what did I do? I started to lean into my products, but also what I do when we're talking about cleansing here is spend about 30% longer actually cleansing the areas where you're having some more breakouts. So just notice like the areas of bumps, maybe you have some milia, maybe you have some breakouts and blackheads, things like that. Make sure you're cleansing more frequently and about 30% longer. So double cleanse in the evening, because your first cleanse is going to take off that dirt, oil, debris, dead skin, cosmetic creams, pollution. And then your second cleanse is actually going to be washing your face. Leave your questions in the comment section, guys. I will get to them. I promise. This is an interactive session here. All right. So some of the other things that I'll do after I've washed my face is I won't touch everything else in the bathroom. So when I get out of the bath or the shower and I go towards like my sink vanity where my products are, I'm not going to be touching the toilet handle, the toilet seat, the toilet lid, the door handle. I'm actually making sure my hands are super clean before I put my products on my face. Because if you're touching stuff and then you're just putting it on your face, obviously that's self-explanatory. You are just introducing microbes onto the skin. So I do have a pretty spectacular spot treatment that I love to use. It has both benzoyl peroxide, which is awesome for breakouts and kind of drying them out. And then there's also something called oligopeptide 10. Now this peptide is really helpful for also being antimicrobial. And what you want to be aware of when you have adult acne is that those acne scars can start to scar because it's a form of inflammation on the skin. And we're not just talking about light exposure potentially making your breakout stay red for longer. We're actually now talking about blue light exposure, say for example, from LED lights in your house or from the LED from your computer screens, or I have my studio lighting right now. It's pretty darn blinding. So if I have a breakout, what I do is I put my spot treatment on morning and night. And just reach out to me, send me an email. I'll let you know exactly what this is. Or you can also hit up rachelvarga.ca/store, where you will see some of my favorite products. This one is not on the e-store because it is a specific medical grade brand that does require a consultation to get access to that. So that's why you won't always see things I love to recommend on the store, because not everything can be listed on e-commerce with that company. Some of the other things I like to do, say, for example, I'm taking a bath in the evening. I have two masks that I like to work with. One is an anti-aging one. It's exfoliating and hydrating. Sometimes I'll sleep with this one on. Sometimes I'll do it. I'll actually apply it after, say, I've done my dermal rolling as a bit of like a deeper treatment at home. And then I also have one that's specifically designed for acne-prone skin. And I'll actually keep these in my shower. I'll have them handy. Say my skin is feeling a little bit dry, but it's not, you know, breaking out too bad. I'll do my anti-aging mask. And then if I am acne prone and having some breakouts, I will actually do my acne focusing mask, which has like tea tree oil and some other really great things in it as well. Also, what I'll do when I have a breakout is I'll make sure I am spending a little extra time exfoliating. And if you think about it, if you have a zit and that zit is basically like a mountain on the skin, I feel like I got Everest on my right cheek right now, but it's going to go in a flash because I'm doing all the right things. I will actually scrub. So I'll spend about, again, 30% longer scrubbing that particular area that I have noticed a blemish pop up. And the types of scrubs I like to not recommend are sugar, salt, rice, St. Ives apricot gets two thumbs down. And scrubs that are basically going to be tearing the skin. So I work with one that's got magnesium spheres in it, not plastic spheres. So it actually buffs and polishes the skin. It's pretty awesome. So I'll maybe do my masks. Maybe I'll even sleep in them. Morning and night after cleansing, I'll do my spot treatment. And then 2 to 5 times a week, I'll lean into my scrub. And this scrub's pretty sweet because it can also help with hyperpigmentation. So we're talking like age spots, we're talking melasma, because there's actually some really cool fruit acids in there that help with hyperpigmentation too. So when you have done your products, you've cleansed, you've maybe done your mask, you know, maybe you'll sleep, I'll sleep in the mask. If it's daytime, I'll cleanse, I'll put my spot treatment on, then I'll put my moisturizer on, and I can help you pick a moisturizer that's specific for your specific needs. But then you have to use sunscreen. And you're probably thinking, oh, Rachel, you know, I'm just kicking it at home. I'm not really going outside right now, or I'm working from home, or I'm going to be in the office all day. You still need to wear your sunscreen. So I am a huge fan of using a tinted mineral-based sunscreen. This particular one you can get on the rachelvarga.ca/store. It's amazing. It works as a primer. So a couple of things here. You really don't need a toner. You don't need micellar water. You don't need makeup remover wipes, cotton pads. Those all create a lot of unnecessary environmental impacts. We got to think about this stuff, guys, when we're doing our skincare. How is this maybe impacting the environment? So this tinted sunscreen is great because it's mineral based. It's not going to, say, irritate your eyes when you put it on. And when you're putting your sunscreen on, I do recommend using enough to give you full coverage of your face, eyelids, neck, side of the neck, the top of the chest, and the top of the hands. You got to wear your sunscreen every single day. If you're looking for that one thing that is going to save your collagen and reduce red acne scars, mineral sunscreen every day is key. Don't rely on the sunscreen that's in your moisturizers or BB creams or CC creams. They're usually full of chemical sunscreen filters, which are highly toxic. All right, so let's switch gears and talk about the body for a second. So if you, say, work out, you have long hair like I do, I wear a lot of like sports bras and things like that, so I'll have friction on my upper back. So if you guys get back me, light up the comment section, because this is a pretty common complaint that I get. Rachel, what do I do about my back knee? Well, you can actually use your cleanser on your back as well. Rinse it off completely. You can even use this acne mask that I love to use myself and recommend for my acne prone clients. And I'll even maybe sleep in that mask. But one of my favorite things right now, I'm going to tell you guys a really, really funny story of one of the products I love on my body. And then we're going to talk about some treatments. So stick with me, guys, here. So the body chemical peel. You've probably never heard of a body chemical peel. And this is kind of one of my best kept secrets, but you know, why keep it a secret? You guys are showing up here to get some sweet skin advice. So I'm going to give it to you. So this is an alpha hydroxy lactic acid exfoliating and hydrating treatment. The story is I was doing my cold therapy. I was with my best friend. We're at the beach. We're taking in the sunset and I'm getting my cold therapy in. So what I do is I literally get in the ocean or fresh running bodies of water, like mountain snowfall runoff. It is freaking cold, but I love cold therapy. I do about 7 to 8 minutes up to my jawline. And what it does is it's really great for like a nervous system reset. I do notice improvements in my skin when I do it consistently. Salt, being in salt water is really good for your human biofield, kind of like neutralizing of ions and things like that. It's kind of like more of like an esoteric spirituality meets medicine aspect of our health and wellness, but that is the human biofield. If you don't believe me, I actually have a machine right behind me that actually tests the joule output of my human biofield, which is pretty cool. Episode coming up on that one. So I looked at my legs when I got out of the water and I was like, oh, hot dang, I got some lizard light action happening. My skin was dry. It was kind of like crinkly. It was not looking so hot. So that night I did my full body chemical peel and I kid you not, the next day my skin was like, okay, now I'm ready for summer. So that's why I'm sharing with you guys. So things like chemical peels can be helpful for acne prone skin. And this is actually a body chemical peel product that uses alpha hydroxy via lactic acid, which is an exfoliant. And I love it. So it's hydrating and exfoliating. I'll do it in the evening and then I'll do my self tanner in the morning. That's another question I get all the time. It's like, how do you incorporate body exfoliation with self tanner use? And my favorite self tanning products are available at rachelvarga.ca/store. If you want me to kind of give you some guidance as to which self tanning products is, there's like a mousse, there's a lotion, there's a facial tanning oil, just shoot me an email, info@rachelvarga.ca, and I'll get you hooked up with that and help you figure out kind of like how dark you want to be and the consistency of the product, how foolproof it is. They're great products and they're super clean. They're organic. They're from Ireland of all places. So you can exfoliate in the evening with the lactic acid body chemical peel product. And then the next day you can apply your self tanners, which is awesome. So why I love to use a lactic acid body product on me is also for back knee. So I'll actually put some of this product in my palms and then I just apply it everywhere. Basically stem to stern. I'll put my facial skincare on. So I'll do my cleanser, moisturizer, eye cream, acne spot treatment, like I mentioned. And then if it's daytime, I'll do my sunscreen. But if it's the evening, I will basically, I'll do my face, neck, chest skincare first, and then I'll do the body chemical peel everywhere else. And actually yesterday, my husband, he couldn't really get over how smooth my skin was. He's like, wow, that stuff really works. And it does. It literally works within one application. All right. So the other thing I want to talk about with the body is a really good body sunscreen. I am obsessed with the Ultra Zinc Untinted one. So this is a zinc sunscreen that doesn't make you look like you're a white ghost. This is micronized zinc, so it doesn't create that white cast. It's awesome. There's even antioxidant CNA, and I actually find it really hydrating. A little tip when you're applying your body sunscreen, so we're moving into summer here, guys. When you know you're going to be getting like full day sun exposure, I actually have some supplements I can recommend that gives you a degree of internal sun protection also. But if you do have, say, face and body acne, you do want to keep your skin sun protected so that those little points of inflammation, which is that active breakout, doesn't scar and go red and stay red for like months and months and months, especially when you have adult acne. So I'm a huge fan of applying my full body mineral sunscreen straight out of the bath or shower while my skin is still a little bit humid. I just find it goes on better, and I always leave my face, neck, chest skin a little humid as well. Just a little tip there. Say, for example, I'm swimming in like fresh water. I'll actually like go for a dip in the water, and then while my skin is still humid, then I'll reapply my body sunscreen if I'm going, hey, Grace, what's up? Nice to see you. Grace is my go-to hair gal. She's awesome. Grace, I gotta come see you very soon. So body sunscreen is like a non-negotiable, right? So one of the biggest complaints I see from my clients that are in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and plus is crepiness on the inside of the arm, crepiness on the legs. We get crepiness because we lose collagen. What can we do to protect the collagen that we have? It's called sunscreen, guys. Wear your sunscreen every freaking day. If you want to age possibly well and pull a Jane Fonda without the three facelifts, come on, who's going to join this with me? Got to wear your sunscreen every day. Eat well, live well, body, mind, spirit, energy optimization. That's why y'all are tuning in here on the Rachel Varga podcast, on the at Rachel Varga official Facebook page, Instagram, and YouTube. Reach out. I would love to answer some of your questions here. So the next thing I want to talk about are my top treatments for healing acne scars. And this is also a question I get all the time. Now, I like to recommend my clients, and I have clients all over the world. We're talking US, Canada, all over Europe, Bali, New Zealand, Australia, Iceland, South America, all over. You know, it doesn't matter where you are. We still have skin conditions. And thanks to the interweb, I can help you all out. Just book a session with me at rachelmargaret.ca. So one of my favorite facial treatments that I like to get is actually the Hydrafacial. And this is a great option. It's great for most skin types. I do like to, you know, prepare the skin in a certain way before having a Hydrafacial, just to reduce things like sensitivities and skin reactions, and essentially do like a little bit of heavy lifting at home first before then investing in expensive in-clinic stuff. So that's one of my favorites, just to give the skin a little bit of like a reboot every change of season. If it's dry, if you just kind of like lackluster and need to just bump things up a little bit. I mean, I had my Hydrafacial last week. I feel like my skin's looking pretty great. I timed it with that start of a breakout, and I find that you just help my breakouts to go away faster. You can even get Hydrafacials on like your back as well. That's wonderful. And then there's other laser treatments available also to deal with the red acne scars and also the like pitted acne scars, which are like those indentations. So laser treatments is maybe a little bit more technical. So depending on your skin type, your skin needs, your budget, your lifestyle, I'll review that in a little bit more detail in a one-on-one session with me that you can book at rachelmargaret.ca. Use promo code podcast15 to get 15% off. But there are some energy-based laser therapies that are excellent in breaking down that red pigment, which is essentially the acne scar. There's other laser therapies that are great for resurfacing. I'm very particular about the lasers I like to recommend because there is a lot of CRAP out there and a lot of great ways to waste your money. And I just like to recommend the best of the best for my clients. So just let me know and I'll let you know what some of those other deeper treatments are available. I just have to be careful what I say online here because not every laser is ideal for every skin type. So that's pretty self-explanatory. And so I'll personally get laser treatments probably at least 1 to 3 times a year. And the red acne spots are certainly the thing that I keep going in for to take care of, which is awesome. All right. So those are some of my top product picks for dealing with acne and my top treatment and treatments for healing acne as well. You also really want to look at like what your lifestyle is doing, what's going on inflammation wise with your skin. Also, the skin is our largest organ. It tells us a lot about what's going on the inside. So do pay attention to skin changes that you have seen as you're say going through perimenopause, postmenopause, 20s, 30s, things like that. If you have a youngster, like a teen, and you've already had a consult with me, just book a 30-minute follow-up. Email me info@rachelvarga.ca. I'll get you the link. I can answer your questions and go through just like a basic routine for your teen because a lot of teens have acne too. A lot of my clients' kids as well. So that's always really fun as another fun way to check in. And yeah, so I covered my favorite body products for exfoliation, for smoothing, for hydrating, and dealing with acne, and also some of my favorite self-tanning products that come all the way from Ireland in glass containers. I love to recommend glass as often as possible. I do really care about working with brands and products that actually care about clean formulas. So we're talking free of parabens, phthalates, sulfates, artificial dyes, fragrances, not tested on animals, glass when ever possible. Glass does make shipping a lot more expensive, but there's also another killer body product. This is a body oil I'll put in my bathtub as well with like salt, Himalayan rock salt. I'll throw in my tub, put a couple of glugs of this amazing body oil that you can get at rachelvarga.ca. Locally made, female-owned company, by the way. It comes in French vanilla and also pineapple. Pineapple is my favorite. And I love using like body oils in the tub. You just put a couple of glugs in the bath water. You get out, you're hydrated head to toe. And then you can put your body chemical peel product directly over top of that. Go to bed, shower it off in the morning, put yourself tanner on. You're good to go. So lots of cool tips on getting your skin ready ASAP. So I'm going to get to some questions now. So please leave your questions in the comment section here. And while we're waiting for those to come in, don't forget to subscribe to the Rachel Varga official Facebook page and YouTube channel and hit the bell so that you know when I go live next and when new episodes are coming out. And be sure to get on my newsletter at rachelvarga.ca where I send some, you know, more exclusive information out that way. All right, so let's get to some questions here. So one of the questions is, my skin is sensitive, but I don't really want to exfoliate. So this is actually something I get all of the time, especially in my clients that are, say, 30, 40, 50. They've been dealing with things like diffuse redness, rosacea. A little bit of exfoliation and promoting that cell turnover can actually be a really good thing, but you have to use a scrub that's great for your skin type and doesn't have any harsh mechanical exfoliant particles to it. So we're talking avoiding sugar, salt, rice, stain knives, apricot, cranberry whole seed scrub. I've seen that. And this is a wonderful scrub that's actually going to be more like a polish to your skin. And then you got to have the right moisturizer to follow it up to maintain your skin's barrier. But exfoliation is really key. No matter how sensitive you think your skin is, a lot of times skin sensitivity can actually be kind of beaten, if you will, just by following a really great routine to stabilize the skin. The other question was, Rachel, what is that scrub that you mentioned? That one's not on the e-store. That is an exclusive medical grade product that is only available to my one-on-one clients. So if you have had a session with me, just shoot me an email. Let me know what you need, info@rachelvarga.ca. And if we haven't yet met, use promo code podcast15 for 15% off of your one-on-one call with me. A couple of other questions I'm getting in are what's involved in summer skin camp? Go to summerskincamp.com. Everything's listed out there. Early bird registration ends on May 16th. And there is a little bit of like a discount with that for early birds. And you get access to my live Dremel rolling demo, which is literally worth its weight in gold. And I actually use my gold roller. I show you what that's like, which is pretty sweet. All right. So that's it for questions. It was wonderful hanging out with you all here. Please don't be a stranger. I'd love to hear from you. Share this video, share this episode with a friend or family member that you think could benefit as well. Gift certificates are available for booking a one-on-one with me. So if you have a friend or family member, mother, daughter, that would like to connect with me, just send me an email, info@rachelvarga.ca, and I'll give you the link to get a gift certificate for your loved one. All right, everybody, this is a lot of fun hanging out with you. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. And don't forget to always focus on things that are going to bolster and harmonize your body, mind, spirit, energy, because I truly believe. Oh, Valerie says, thank you so much. My absolute pleasure. And it's been such a great pleasure connecting with you too, Valerie. You're a lovely woman. But really look at those body, mind, spirit, energy practices in all aspects of your life, because they do lend to a higher level of beauty and radiance. That's what 10 and a half years of clinical experience has taught me, is there are a subset of clients that are aging like rock stars. They're looking good. They feel good. They have this like je ne sais quoi air about them when they enter a room. Who doesn't want that? And that's why you guys are tuning in here. Love you guys so much. Have a great rest of your day. And send me an email or a direct message if you have any questions. Okay, bye guys.